93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes Styx here on the Dog and Joe Show. And some people, when you look around, some people, they're lucky they win the lottery. Others get inheritances. Other people, they show up at casinos. All they got to do is they pull a lever on a slot machine. They win money. Then there are those people who strike gold in an oil field. And that's what happened to this young kid, because last Friday, TV sensation Dr. Phil hit him in a crosswalk as he was skating aboard or skateboarding through the crosswalk. 67-year-old Dr. Phil slammed right into him.
Did he really?
Cha-ching. Yes.
Wow. Did he hurt him bad?
Well, here's how it goes. He hits the kid. Kid's in his early 20s. He's riding a skateboard across the crosswalk. Dr. Phil went around a car, did not see that the crosswalk was coming or know that the kid was there. Dr. Phil hits him. Dr. Phil gets out. Dr. Phil says, hey, you okay? Kid says, yeah, I'm fine. The two shake hands. Dr. Phil drives off. Now the kid's saying, well, I thought that I was fine, but I don't feel so good
because
I went to the hospital via the paramedics in an ambulance.
And
I'm not feeling so good. According to the kid, the cops show up now, and cops said that he should have stayed, meaning Dr. Phil, that he should not have taken off. So now, Terrence, the young man that was hit, says, this case against Dr. Phil is 100% winnable. So he's going after him. He's going to sue him because Dr. Phil hit him in the crosswalk.
And left. Is that what I'm assuming? So if Dr. Phil would have stayed?
Yes. And here's my thing. If I'm Dr. Phil, I'd say, I'm a doctor. I shook the kid's hand. He's okay.
He's a brain doctor.
No, he's a doctor. It says so on the TV show.
You can't go to him and he gives you a thermometer and tells you if you got the flu or the sniffles. He's like a doctor, help you out, psychiatrist.
He's a doctor. Doctor is doctor. He can tell if someone's hurt. He looks at him. He's a doctor.
Got a stethoscope and one of those things that check your reflexes.
Sure. Yeah, the little hammer. Yeah. Little rubber. He's got all that in his carry bag.
Oh, he does not.
He does, too. He's a doctor. It's Dr. Phil.
Not what he does.
So Dr. Phil, he looked at him, shook his hand, he takes off. Now the kid's going to go after him, and he's going to sue him for all kinds of money.
Wow, he'll get it. I mean, he's got all kinds of money.
Yes, he does. And what they're saying he did, he was in a hurry. This is right by the Universal Studios. He's going in to play his big Dr. TV show. He's jamming around a car. What they're saying now is he crossed over a line.
Oh, come on.
Some people are saying that he was jammed up. He was running late, so he jogs around the car. He's in oncoming traffic. He's trying to go around this slow car, and that's where he hit the kid in the crosswalk.
He went over the double yellows, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. He's Dr. Phil. Here's how you have to manage that. I feel for the kid. Totally.
I'd love to hear your logic on this.
I'm gonna break out some good logic on it.
Okay.
Now, even though I think Dr. Phil's show is suspect, you claim him to be a fixer of all people.
I think Dr. Phil's pretty smart. I think he tells it the way it is. And I've heard Dr. Phil say this many times. Just because he talks slow doesn't mean he thinks that way.
Yeah, you love him.
Yeah.
You quote him.
I don't love him, but he's got a lot of good common sense stuff that he says.
Okay. At the meth lab, we had a television.
Yeah.
In the studio.
I have one here.
Who did you watch during the program the entire time we were on the air for about the last 10 years?
I've told you numerous times, and you know this to be true. I used to put it on CBS because CBS has the first 4 o'clock news.
Okay.
We used to do afternoons. Now we do mornings. That's why I watched it.
Well, the afternoon news went away real quickly, but the entire time we were on the radio, you were watching Dr. Phil.
He's smart. I like him. He's got a lot of stuff to say.
You got to weigh it by these options. Here's the logic I'm going to drop on you.
Okay.
Has he saved more people than he's hurt?
Oh, yes.
Okay, he's innocent.
Yes, I mean, he saved, who knows, millions. I mean, when you look at doctors and how they serve and how they protect and help and what they prescribe and how they diagnose, I don't know, maybe it's billions.
Oh, for crying.
I want you to think about the people that watch his show, and it's syndicated across into other countries. Who knows how many people he helps daily? I mean, there's not a doctor out there. There's not a brain surgeon, a cardio. There's no doctor out there that has touched or helped or saved as many people as Dr. Phil on the daily.
Why, I would love to adamantly disagree with you.
Yeah.
If he can affect a man like you with your thought processes and the way you look at life, I got to... say possibly there could be some truth to what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. He's on TV. He's got a TV show. He's helping the people in the audience. He's helping the people on the stage. And the people that watch it, they all get help. That's a doctor.
He's got you running around in his corner. And I'd never thought ever in my life I'd see you out just megaphoning at the top of your voice a doctor program.
Well, some bitch, you know, he's got a good tan and he's always got a nice watch on. So I don't know if he's a quack. I don't know what he is, but he makes a lot of money and I believe him to be a very helpful human.
So there we have it today. He's innocent. You can't sue the man for anything.
No. Yeah. This kid's going to get money out of him. I don't know how much, but yeah, Dr. Phil hit him in a crosswalk.
He'll get whatever he wants. Dr. Phil will pay that. He won't even go to court for it. He'll say here.
There were people there. They saw him. The kid gets up. They shake hands. Dr. Phil's like, and here's the thing, though. This is where Dr. Phil's dumber than dirt. He should never have left. He knows that. He can't leave a scene for the sake of...
Well, if you don't think they're hurt, I mean, the fact that the kid's got to go in an ambulance should have told you needed to stay there.
Hurt or no hurt, stitches, scrape, whatever, he knows that he's got money, and he knows that people know who he is. He should have protected his own bank and his own name. You can't leave a scene.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's bad business.
That's a good point.
All right, we got to take off. Tomorrow, we got Tuesday going on, so make sure you join us for that. We're going out to Skip's. That's right down the street. So Tuesday, tomorrow, make the arrangements. They got good burgers. They got gambling. That's where we're going. And today, join us for the after show. Follow us on Facebook Live. You'll get the update. And we'll talk about the weekend that was and all the other stuff. So join us on Facebook Live. We're done.
You guys have a fantastic rest of the day. Thank you again so much for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Play nice.